today's guest. It's I didn't know. See, I've never really known what your surname was, and you showed me some bit of paperwork, and it's got it on there, and I never had you down as being one of those. Can we just call you Graham from Easy Way?
Yeah, Graham from Easy Way, you'll be fine.
Nice to see you again, and we are. I know you've got some recipes, and that young lad out there has got a killer question for you.
Wow.
And it'll probably, it's a conversation stopper. So be prepared. It's not as tricky as it sounds.
Tell me what I do at weekends.
Yeah. Ah, those. It's a really, really good question. He's got a few, but this one killer question I just think is it's an awesome question.
Will it stop me?
An interesting, yes, probably, because you've probably never been asked it before. We reckon that you've never been asked this question before.
Okay.
And it is regarding brewing.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, master brewer. How long have you been master brewing?
Amateur brewing. Yeah. I started with tea and raisin wine and then moved on from there.
Yeah.
That's when we had teapots, but now we don't have teapots anymore. And it's tea bags, but...
Tea and raisin?
Tea and raisin wine. Everybody starts off with that one.
I did do some tea wine, because it ends up like sherry, doesn't it?
Yes. Exactly like sherry.
So what do you do with your raisins? Do you prick them?
No, you just drop them in the slops of the tea.
Okay.
Sounds awful, doesn't it?
And it looked awful at the time as well.
But it is a sherry-like drink.
Yeah.
And then you move on to elderberries and elderflowers, and then you think, oh, I could make some beer. Oh, I could do that. I could do that.
Well, let's just come back a bit, because I'm intrigued now by the tea and raisin wine, sherry, call it what you will. I'm guessing the more sugar you add, the sweeter it gets and the more alcoholic it
does. Yes, it does, yeah. You can reach a limit where it's just like syrup.
Right.
I did one of those for my mother-in-law once, and she had this very sweet tooth, and it was awful, absolutely horrendous, but she thought it was wonderful.
Right.
It was like cordial, but without the water. It was just solid.
Right.
Didn't see her for a few days after she had it.
So how many tea bags and how much sugar would you
put? Now it's tea bags, but this was just the slops out of the bottom of the teapot when the cold leftovers, I suppose. I'll dig it out and I'll put it on our webpage.
Okay, because I'm intrigued by that. I really am. How long would that take to make?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks and then it's ready?
Well, not ready to drink, but ready to put away and allow it to clear, and then it's okay.
All right, okay.
Elderberry wine is the nicest by far.
Look, forget about your elderberry wine for a moment. The reason why I'm asking this is because if you were, just say for instance, you don't have to do anything. You've got the raisins in the house already. You've probably got your tea bags and so on. You've got your sugar. You've got your water. This is something that you can just make.
Yeah,
without
costs nothing.
But you've got to go out and get your elderberries or your elderflowers and stuff.
Yeah, but most people go for a walk these days.
Yeah, that's true.
And with the elderflowers, is a peculiar, there's a real tip with these. The elderflower is male and female.
Right.
And to make the elderflower wine or champagne, as it becomes, because you drink it fairly early in its life, you grab a floret of elderflowers, really crush it in your hand and smell it. And if it smells of cats, you move to the next tree, because alternate trees are male and female. And if it smells of cats, you go to the next one and you pick the elderflowers from those.
When you say cats, what do you mean by that? Because our cats don't really, there ain't a smell to them, but there is a smell to something that they, you know.
They pass. not solid, more of a liquid format.
Right. Okay. So if he smell anything resembles a cat, you move to the next tree?
Next tree, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know which is male and which is female, but the two trees usually align next to each other.
I just think that's funny that you have to squeeze something to find out whether they're male or female.
Well,
excuse me, Sonny, what are you doing? I'm finding out whether this tree is male or female. I'm having a squeeze. So then you move to the next tree, and every other tree you say is male?
Well, in the area, there'll be one or two that smell of cats, and the others are
right.
cat's urine. Would that be allowed on this table?
Yes. That's an easy smell to, you know.
Yeah, you can easily get that
right,
one.
Right, okay. We've established that.
But that only applies to elder flowers. When the elderberries come on the same tree, there is no smell.
Right.
The elderberries have got no smell.
No smell at all. That's the ones you've got to put...
No. Even the one that you didn't pick...
Right.
...as elderflower,
yeah.
You can still pick as elderberry. It's the same tree.
Okay. Do you have to wash your hands in between two trees?
Your hands usually... You take an afro comb, if anybody ever remembers an afro comb.
Yeah.
And you comb the berries off the...
Right.
...the fruit, the tiny little berries off.
Okay.
But your hands do become rather red.
Right. Okay. So, how much stuff do you need?
You need like half a bucket.
Half a bucket. Half a normal size bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you put some sugar with it.
Yeast. Some yeast. Sometimes you won't need yeast because there's wild yeast around in the air around us. It's all there.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't go after 3 days, just put a little sachet of yeast in, and off she'll go.
Okay. Is that fresh yeast? Because
fresh yeast is in the older books is always fresh yeast, but the only place you'll get fresh yeast is a bakery.
Right. Because
the shelf life of yeast is about 3 days. Dried yeast that Easy Way sells is, you know, it's got a life of about 2 years.
Okay, so you're not going to go to a bakery and say, "Can I have some yeast, please?"
Well, they might sell you it if they've got surplus, but. They might not.
But it only lasts for about 3 days anyway, so...
From when they get it, yes.
Oh, right. So who would... I mean, apart from a bakery, where would you get it from then?
I honestly don't know. I always send them round to Scarrett's Lane Bakery. They're probably sick to death of people saying, "Oh, Graham sent me."
Graham sent me. All right. Okay. That's something. But if you had dried yeast, that works just as well.
It works much faster. But,
yeah. And better.
Because there's one recipe I was reading from just before the last war, and it said that with the fresh yeast, you had to float it on stale bread on top of the wine. And as the bread disintegrated, it allowed the yeast to gradually fall into the wine.
All right.
But so we've got beyond that.
So how long would the elderflower, elderberry wine take to... I'm guessing...
Right, elderflower is totally different because you drink it when it's still sparkling.
Right.
A bit champagne-ish. It's rushed through. You can't put it into wine bottles because it will just explode them. You have to put them in either ex-lemonade bottles or champagne bottles if you're really upmarket.
Well, there ain't nobody upmarket around here, so it's going to be like old lemonade bottles, isn't it?
Anything that's had a pressure before is great for... But you never expect elderflower champagne to clear. It's always got that cloudy lemonade look about it.
Okay.
It's great in the summer. Absolutely fantastic. A real refreshing drink.
Do you know what I use to strain everything?
I hate to think.
Because you can buy those things, can't you? It's like a meshy type thing.
Yes. Sometimes they're called jam bags. Muslin bags.
That's it. I used to use an old pair of pants. But now I use a hanky. I always make sure there's a clean hanky.
Or clean underwear.
And clean underwear as well. And I always kind of rinse it under the tap.
Must remember not to have any of yours.
I always remember to rinse it under the tap beforehand because you don't want any soap in it. Because obviously if it's been washed...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would tarnish the taste, wouldn't it? As well.
The tights are another thing that you could use, but... I don't know if you wear them or not.
Well, it's funny you should say that. Not anymore, not since I've taken up wine. But those are the kind of things you use to strain off, and I'm guessing. But you got all the proper materials in your shop.
There are more modern equivalents to tights, yes.
Yeah, and hankies as well.
And hankies and Y fronts.
They work just as well, though. Trouble is, if you've got a red, if you're doing a red, you can't
rewear them.
No. Well, you can. It just looks like you've got red underwear on, which, anyway.
Yeah, that's an interesting subject.
So it is. So how long from start to finish, then?
The elderflower is about 3-4 weeks.
Right.
Elderberry is the longer you keep it, the better it is. And that becomes a bit like... And a beautiful port, but you would never drink a bottle of elderberry wine. Mm. In one sitting, it's too
you don't know
rich.
Us. You don't know us. We'd give it a go, but only at the weekends.
Yes, only at the weekends.
We would, yeah, only
not,
the weekends.
Not when broadcasting.
No, oh, definitely not, no. So there's other wines that we've made in the past, but are you still making?
Are
you still practising?
Indeed.
So
never getting perfect, but practising.
What have you got on the go at the moment?
We've got 5 gallons of rosé. There's some more elderberry still going from last year. And my wife's got, I think, it's pineapple wine she's got going.
Pineapple wine? That's, I've never heard of that.
No, neither have I. But she sees these things and as a goal. The winemaking side,
yeah.
But that's taken a long time to clear.
Has it?
So if it ever does clear, I'll bring you a bottle.
Lovely. Well, I'll pop in. I'll remind you. Pop in and remind you. That sounds, because I've often wondered what you can, you know, what, how far can you go? What can you do? Can you make? What can you make? What's the strangest thing you've ever made wine from?
Mm. Well, I've brought one here that's one of the strangest things I've ever made wine from. This was our recipe for February. We give them away. It was prune wine.
Prune wine.
And then I've also done another one, which I put here as a headbanger, which is parsnip wine. Any wine that's made out of a root vegetable is like dynamite.
Yeah, you're right. I've got a story to tell you.
Right.
But
okay.
there was a. I used to work at Barney's Roadhouse years ago.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that used to work on the door. His name was Jeff King. Okay, big guy. Took part in the Island Games, won heavyweight judo gold. So, you know, a really big guy, about 16 to 18 stone. And I made some of this parsnip wine back in about 1991. And it had been left on the shelf for a period of time. But it was horrible because it had like a perfume to it. And it was really, I don't know what I did wrong, but it was horrible.
Probably the Y fronts.
And he said, probably, yeah. Thinking about it now, maybe I should remind him that he drank this, because he said, oh, I'll bring it in, I'll drink it, I'll have that before I go out on a Sunday night. Well, this Jeff King, big guy, known to loads of people as big drinker and so on, he had about half a bottle of this, and he didn't remember what he was, who he was, and the next thing he knew was he was getting a phone call from his boss on Monday morning to say, where are you? And he sort of said, well, I don't actually know at the moment. he lost an evening, a complete evening by drinking. So I know what you mean.
I've written at the side, headbanger.
It's a headbanger.
It's a real... You've got to be warning.
And anything root. So that
any root vegetable. Carrot will do the same, but not quite as bad as parsnip.
What is carrot? What's the... Because parsnip, I'm guessing there was a... I mean, they're an acquired taste anyway to eat, aren't they, parsnips?
Parsnips, yeah. Christmas, it's an enforced thing. Sprouts and...
See, sprouts are all right. Sprout wine. Have you ever made sprout
wine?
No.
I couldn't... No, thank you.
I'm tempted now.
Ah!
I'm tempted to give it a go. I mean, you watch this bloke, Hen Blumenthal, whatever his name is, and you think, do you know what? I wouldn't mind just giving it just to see. Because let's be honest, someone somewhere said, do you know what? We'll make tea. We'll get these tea bags and we'll turn it into a sherry or a wine. Someone had that idea, and I'm just thinking, somebody then took it even further and said, hey, we've got all these potato peelings here. Let's turn that into something as well.
Is it Peapod wine's nice. If you
Peapod?
Ever do.
Peapod?
Yeah, but nobody buys peas anymore, so you don't get pea pods.
No, that's a shame.
It all comes in frozen.
That's a shame. But carrot wine, that...
I've never done carrot wine. I must admit. I've never been that brave.
I'm going to give it a go.
Oh, wow.
I am going to give it a go.
Can I give you a muslin bag as opposed to the old one?
I can just see it now, you know, months after you've made this wine and strained it. My wife will see me in my underpants and she'll say, why am I thinking carrots?
Yeah. That's careful on that track.
You're a bad influence, you are. Okay, so what else have you got there?
Well, this... I always do a cake and a main one. The main one I did this month was all the recipes have gone for that one, I'm afraid. It was couscous with roasted vegetables.
Right
now, couscous is.
Can we do food in the next part?
Yeah, sure.
We're talking about alcohol now.
Right, okay, yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah,
we'll take a break and we'll come back with food. We'll come back with food in the next little bit. We've got a couple of minutes yet. I just want to come back to, you know, the wine and the beer. So you've got stuff on the go at the moment.
Not much beer at the moment. Usually at Christmas, if we've got any in-laws coming, they're big beer drinkers. And, they enjoy that side of things. But you've got to... I'm not a person who can drink beer on my own. I have to have somebody with me.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's, you know, a seasoned
just
adult or something
around.
Like that.
Just invite me around. It's not a problem. You've never invited me before, but you
yeah, after
to.
The after the underpant industry.
that sounds like
the one I really enjoyed was the one I did last Christmas, and it was a red beer,
right?
But I wanted it to be vivid red, and although it was supposedly vivid red, it came out more of a dark burgundy, which I was kind of disappointed with. I wanted it Christmas red. Failed.
What did it look like? What did it come out? Not brown?
No, it wasn't brown. It had a shade of red, but a very deep shade of red. When you look on the box, it was a kit. And I thought, I'll have a crack at this one. I really fancy that. And it showed this beautiful red. But it was deep burgundy.
What was the name of this stuff?
Ruby red beer.
Ruby red.
Ruby red. Ruby red.
All right, okay. Is that still in the shop?
Yeah, we still sell quite a bit of it, but I've yet to meet somebody who's managed to get it vivid red.
Right. I wonder, when you make your beer, do you use tap water or...
No,
or?
We have got a water filter system. It was made by SodaStream. We used to sell it in the shop.
Right.
And we bought one for the shop, one for home. And all my water is then filtered through that. Other people boil all the water and allow it to cool down and then use it.
Yeah.
Some people buy bottled water and use that way. It's just to get the chlorine out and the things, the heavy metals that are with the tap water.
Well, they do say that, you know, we got... I don't understand the term hard water, but I know what it does. I mean, just say, for instance, you get in the shower and you have to use far more soap than you would normally. So, I mean, we used to make beer and wine using the tap water, first of all. And, you know, somebody then mentioned it and said about the, you know, it would have a tang or a taste to it after a period of time. So we decided to just go and get bottled water, big bottles of water, and it took away the tang and the taste. And it was it was so much better. So I'm guessing that's doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And I just thought maybe it was tap water. That's the reason why it wasn't going red. Hark at me, thinking I'm an expert over
you.
Well,
no, everybody's an expert in this game.
Right. But you, so there is some red beer.
There is some red beer. And the taste was excellent. It's just I was disappointed that I couldn't achieve the red.
Yeah.
We all have our peculiar ways that we wanted something to work out exactly as we want it.
Yeah.
And it just didn't. It didn't for me on that occasion.
I'm going to pop in and get some because I
fancy... Ruby red beer.
I fancy having a crack at that.
It makes 40 pints, so...
Does it?
There's another one in there that I would avoid like the plague, and it's called Headcracker. It's not really beer as such.
That's the one I just made.
Yeah, right.
It is.
Comes with a government health warning.
Is that right? You're not kidding. Honestly.
You would never have a pint of that.
No, we had two.
Oh, wow. Big boys you lot.
No, that was the wife. You look at the wife in a different way now. But no, we had this. I saw it there, and I thought, should we do the Nog? Because I love the Nog. Or should we do something different, Headcracker? And I thought, let's give Headcracker a go, because Headcracker sounds like a whole load of fun. And I thought, no, let's do it. So it was ready. And last Friday, I said, should we give it a go? And the wife said, yeah, come on, let's give it a go. It's Friday. And anyway, I poured it out, and I said, it looks nice and clear. Do you want to have a little taste? And she had a little taste. She said, strong, isn't it? And I said, Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Anyway,
two pints down, it was like, oh, wow, this is incredible. This is good stuff. And then on 2 days later, I said to the wife, because we went out the following night, so there was no head cracker available to us. So I said to the wife, I said, do you fancy another one? No, she said, I'll give that one a rest tonight, thank you. So I know what you mean. Hey, look, somebody's just walked into the building. It's just, it's completely thrown me. And it's a real blast from the past. He hasn't changed a bit. He really hasn't. I'm not going to mention any names because I just want to make sure that I can, you know, say who's in the building before, you know, because you know what some people like. I think, hang on a minute, I'm on the run. I haven't, you know, so don't say anything.
Your wife doesn't know I'm here.
Okay, we're going to take a break then. We're going to come back and talk more beer. We've got a killer question from Oscar out there.
Right.
And you've got some recipes, that food-wise as well. So we're not just, you know, drinking alcohol. You need something to soak up the alcohol as well. And you've got the... Oh, no. Why ruin it?
Yeah.
quick break, and then we will be back in two ticks. Radio with the community at heart. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. 523-228, Easy Way, Pyle Street, Newport. The easiest way to shop. Daz Band and Let It All Blow. It's 24 minutes away from one. You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's Macca, Oski, and we've also got Graham in as well. This is part two of the Lunchtime Social. We are talking beer, we're talking wine, and how you make it, and how long, and how much you should drink, and be, you know, drink in moderation, be careful. We've also got a killer question from Oscar. Are you ready for this?
Right, yes.
So then we are talking about beer and wine and alcohol and so on and so forth. Go on, ask the killer question.
Do you make any non-alcohol beer or wine?
I have done once. It was my daughter's 16th birthday, and she'd invited a lot of school friends around. I must point out that she'll be 47 this year, so it was some time ago. And I made a Cooper's Lager, which is an Australian lager, but without any sugar in it whatsoever. So it had the looks, it had the taste, but it didn't have the effects, and the downstairs toilet was in perfect condition when they left.
All right, okay, good question, though. Do you think,
I like that one.
Do you get asked a lot?
No, not very often, but it is possible. It is possible to make it, but you can't... I've wanted to find a recipe to make wine that people who can't tolerate sugar, beer that people who can't take sugar can.
Right.
And that's impossible. I can't do it. It just doesn't work. I can't make something like the non-alcoholic manufactured lagers or beers. I can't seem to do that.
All right.
This one was, well, it looked very nice looking water.
Right. Well, I remember going up to my mum's very recently, and she had this order of food from somewhere, and they tried to get... They sent her a couple of cans of alcohol-free, and I won't name them, and she said, do you want one of those? And I said, do you know what? I am thirsty. I don't really want a beer. I said, but, you know, because I've got a drive, but I said, I want one, trying it. And it was really, really nice. They have got better. But
I've forgotten the brand that I used to try and drink if I was driving, and it always tastes like washing up liquid.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I think it was because my uncle was a Mormon, and he only became a Mormon later on in life, and he was already like, you know, he liked beer. So he used to buy a Barbican. Do you remember? It was Barbican, wasn't it?
That was soapy taste. It wasn't.
It didn't even taste like beer. But this one, very recently, it did taste like beer. But they're getting better. But then it begs the question: why would you want to go for all that brewing and it to be non-alcohol?
Well, I did it for this one reason: that having loads of 16-year-old boys around the house.
I know what you mean. You got another question there,
yes.
Oski?
Which beer do you like out of your own beer?
Ooh. Which beer do I like? I like one called Tom Caxton Yorkshire Ale.
Tom Caxton Yorkshire Ale.
It is an oddity that I read the instructions to people if they buy it. Because if you work straight through their instructions, you'll ruin it.
Right.
Because it says to add the hop extract enhancement to it.
Right.
And at the end of the instructions it says, warning, it is not best to add all of the packet, by which you put it all in. So I say just use half the packet and you'll enjoy the beer. Put okay. the whole packet in and your cheeks will be sucked in by the sharp taste.
All right, OK. Another question?
Yeah. Is beer easy to make at home?
Yes, yes. If you can ever recall a hippie, that is a beer maker. Because you just throw it together, shrug your shoulders, and it works its way. It's on its way. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
You just need a bucket, and a tube, a bit of tube. That's
yeah,
important
that's
as well.
That's about all you need. And
big spoon.
A winemaker is totally different. He's worried about the temperature, the hydrometer reading. He's worried about numerous things going on in his wine. But a beer maker, you just throw it together and bang it goes. A winemaker cannot make a good beer.
Okay.
It's too particular on aspects where a good beer maker just couldn't care less. It'll work.
Yeah. That's kind of, you know, you just... Because I'm surprised, when you get a kit, I'm surprised how easy it is to do.
Yeah.
And it does, and it's so, so quick. I mean...
It starts off with a beer for about 15, 20p a pint.
Yeah. That's... You can't beat that, can you?
No.
That's like stepping back to the 1960s, isn't it? Or 1970s, probably.
We do sell sometimes cider. Well, we always stock it, but it only comes out occasionally. And in the recipes for these cider kits, there is four options. And it's the option one is to make 40 pints still, which is like an English cider. The option two is 40 pints sparkling, which is like the Magners or the, you know, Bulmers or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to option three, which is 32 pints sparkling, 32 pints still. Now, some years ago, Ryde Wine Society, when it was going, decided they would have a cider evening. And one of the guys who I know called Pierre made this cider up. And he said, oh, I'm going to do it 32. I said, no, don't do it 32. Do it 40, you'll enjoy it. Oh, he said, no. He said, these winemakers, they can handle the drink. Said, okay. So I spoke to him the next week. I said, how did you get on with that after the party? Well, he said, after the second pint, nobody was awake.
Yeah, so it didn't work then.
No, it's an antisocial thing, this 30-pint job. Yeah. Just like your head cracker.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think you got something there. The head cracker was probably too strong.
Yeah, it's a barley wine. It's more like a barley wine, strength.
Yeah.
Old Peculiar or something like that.
Now, it's funny you should say that, because that is my favourite beer of all time.
Old
Peculiar.
Yeah?
No, just Old Peculiar. That's a Theakston's, is it?
Yeah, I think Theakston's it is. It is a barley wine, though. It's not.
What's the closest?
What you've kit. Got is exactly.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's the closest.
We do a barley wine kit.
Right.
But it's nowhere near as powerful as your head cracker that you bought.
No. How strong is that? Is that about 6 points?
Oh, I would say it's, you know, going on to 8.
Really? That strong? No wonder. No wonder wife didn't want any more.
Probably won't want any more till Christmas.
It's very nice, but I didn't realise it was that strong.
It's powerful.
It is.
Mega powerful.
Yeah. But that's equivalent to Old Peculiar, you reckon?
Yes. And that's what I would say is on par with Old Peculiar.
And in taste as well.
I haven't tasted Old Peculiar for a long time. It was, like many home brewers, don't tend to go out to pubs anymore. I know this is bad. I've got quite a few publican friends.
Well, maybe I should pop around with an Old Peculiar bottle. You have a little taste of that and tell me what you've got the equivalent of.
Okay.
So I can make it like, you know, 25p a pint rather than have to pay about, I don't know, it's about £1.99 a bottle or something.
Well, we can get it down to pence. But
it is my favourite. I thought the noggin was,
Nog is a beautiful nutty taste.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah.
And it's ready in 14 days.
Yeah.
But the wine is even quicker, isn't it?
Which one? The Elderflower?
Which is the one that we come in and get from you?
Oh, the Cellar 7? Cellar 7?
Yes. But
the Pinot Grigio, I think?
Pinot Grigio. That's the one we come in and we get that. And it's within 7 days, it's done.
Yes. I've got one to finish off this afternoon, hopefully.
Have you? When you say finish off...
Well, I've just got to siphon it off and then get the gas out of it, and then put the stabiliser in, leave that for 4 hours, and then put the first finings in, and then the second.
And then it's
by
ready.
Midnight tonight.
And then it'll be ready to drink, but what?
Tomorrow lunchtime.
Tomorrow lunchtime, be in the fridge, chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I, when you said you had one to finish off, I thought you had some that you had to drink.
No, and, no, to make finish it disappear. Off to
right.
I've got one more question.
Okay.
How much volume do you, how much percentages do you put in to put in your beer?
Well, that depends on the sugar, the yeast, and the amount of volume. Like the one that Ian's made, I think he's a 28 pinter? 20?
Yeah, 24, but I did make 28.
Yeah, 24? Yeah.
Yeah, I added a little bit more water to it.
Yeah. So that's it greatly depends on the quantity that you're making. The normal 40 pint one is 5 gallons, and that works out between 4.5 and 4.8% alcohol. And that's a pleasant drink. It's a refreshing drink, as opposed to the head cracker, which is designed to defeat you.
It defeated me quite well on Friday night last week.
It puts you to sleep. Yeah. Certainly better than the...
I had a good night's sleep for the first time in a long time. What was I going to say? How can you tell the alcohol content?
By the state of your head the next morning. There are. We did used to sell something called a vinometer that measures alcohol.
Right.
And it was so crude, no need to bother. The only ones that are any good are the ones that the VA people have. And they're costing probably in the thousands.
Right.
Whereas this was a little, like a file, and you put some of your liquid in, swirled it round in your hand, and depending on how slow the liquid trickled down on this graduated file, it was the alcohol strength. You know, it could depend on temperature, it could depend on anything.
Oh, right, okay.
It was given to me many years ago, about how you determine the alcohol strength. And you have to take the hydrometer reading before you start, the hydrometer reading at the end, and then you do a calculation with a formula, and that tells you. There's only one young lad who came in, and I showed it. He said, how do I do this? I got this formula out of my desk and showed it to him. I said, I'll photocopy for you if you want. Oh, he said, no. He said, I'm at university doing maths. He said, I can remember that. I said, wow. To lay off the head cracker then.
Yeah. don't start on that stuff. You're out of questions now, Oski.
Yeah.
Right. Earlier on, we asked Oscar whether he could cook.
Oh, right.
Okay. Which kind of leads us on nicely. We've got to point out that you should drink, you know, moderately and sensibly.
Yes, and sensibly, yes.
You know, and we've got to mean what we say. but you should also eat plenty when you drink.
Yeah.
So now you're going to create... What are we cooking here?
Well, this one is not really cooking. This is a lemon poppy seed cake. And...
A lemon poppy seed cake.
A lemon poppy seed cake.
Have you ever made a cake, Oscar?
No.
Shall I let Oscar read it, or would you like...
No, let's have Chef Graham read it.
Okay. Well, the ingredients are butter, caster sugar, finely grated rind of 2 large lemons, and the juice of 1 of those large lemons, a tablespoon of orange juice, and 3 eggs, lightly beaten, some self-raising flour, and some black poppy seeds. The syrup is the finely grated rind of lemon again, 4 tablespoons of caster sugar and 2 tablespoons of warm water. And that's the ingredients, fairly simple ingredients. And the method is that you grease the lined base of a 20 centimetre round, 5 centimetre cake tin, preheat the oven to gas mark 4, beat together the butter, sugar until it's light and fluffy, beat in the lemon rind, juices and eggs, sift over the flour, add the poppy seeds and fold until blended. Spoon the mixture into a prepared tin, level the surface and bake for 55 to 60 minutes until set. Turn out, remove the lining paper, place in a wire rack, greaseproof sheet, prick over with a cocktail stick. Meanwhile, place all the syrup ingredients in a pan, stir until the sugar dissolves, bring to the boil for 1 minute and then pour over the cake. Leave to cool completely. That's one of that's our recipe for this week anyway.
Does that appeal, Oscar?
Yeah.
You want to make that? I'm sure Graham would give you that, you know, and see how you get on with it.
Yeah.
Would you do that then?
Yeah.
All right, I've got some questions coming in. Okay. Come to that in a minute. Chaz has been getting in touch with us. So would you make that? Would you be able to make that?
Yeah.
You would be able to. You reckon you could? You've never made a cake before, but that could be the first cake that you make.
Yeah.
Okay. And Graham just giving you the recipe there.
Yeah.
So when you come in on the 6th of April, because we're having a little coffee morning, okay, you can bring that in, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Have a little practice with you now and then, you'll bring it in. Promise?
Yeah.
That's your homework then.
All right.
That's that sorted. And then we'll nip up the easy way and give you a slice as well.
Yeah,
Graham.
I'd love that.
All right.
Yeah.
So then at least you can have that and then say, oh, I'm not feeling too good, I'm going home for a nice early afternoon, couldn't you? Use that as an excuse, couldn't you?
Well, I think it's better than the thought of the wine being strained through the.
Well, yeah.
That's really.
It's put you off.
I don't know. I'm not going to have my sandwiches now.
It's put you off. Has Graham got any cider / scrumpy kits in his shop?
Yes.
What is the difference between cider and scrumpy?
Well, scrumpy is just raw, any apples and just juice or anything. We can only sell cider kits. Scrumpy is, I think, is a manufacturer's West Country name, isn't it, for cider?
Arr.
So I think arr. Along with them pasties.
I know. That was good. That was good. I'm not really a scrumpy fan. Because it's flat normally, isn't it?
It's dead flat.
Yeah. I don't like that. I like the if it's got a little, not too much fizz, but it's got to have a little bit of fizz in it.
Yeah. I must admit, I like still.
Do you?
Yeah.
And do you make it still or not?
I haven't made it for some years because, like everything else, you've got to have the right atmosphere. Drinking on your own is no fun.
No. No, see? You should invite me round. You should move closer. We could be neighbours.
Yeah,
indeed. Walking distance, you know, you don't want to drive, do we? So you fancy moving to Newport?
Not after I've done all the decorating. It's taken me 33 years to finish decorating. I've still got one room left to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm not a rushed person. I have to consider it.
Okay. You'll notice that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we won't become drinking buddies, no. Anyway. I think it's the
pants. We still had wood chip on in many places.
Well, there's nothing wrong with wood chip. We got wood chip at our house. What are you saying?
Well, these were the wood chips that our children used to pick off the bits. The grandchildren picked off the bits, and now the great-grandchildren pick off the bits.
Yeah.
It's very amusing.
Just to bring the tone right down,
right.
My son used to, he had like one of those bunk beds, but it was a bunk bed that was up high, there was nothing underneath, there was like a little office-y space underneath, and I remember looking at the ceiling, saying goodnight to him one day when he was about 3, and I looked up and I thought, there's some lumps on our ceiling. And you can guess what they are. Little kids, little boys will be boys. Those little lumps just turned out to be something that he would and wipe on the so yeah. So I just I just painted over them. So cider and scrumpy kits. Do you do cider and scrumpy kits in store?
We do cider.
You do cider.
Yeah,
and it's fizzy.
No, you've got the choice of 40 pints, 30 pints, still or sparkling.
What is the best way to get sparkling beer and cider then?
Just treat it like you would beer.
Put some sugar with it?
Yeah, with cider still, you just don't do the second fermentation.
Right.
The second fermentation is for beer and for sparkling ciders.
So the amount of sugar that you add to
the second fermentation, where you put in 1 level teaspoon per pint for bottles or 4 ounces or 100 grams in a barrel, then that's your second fermentation. That gives you the head and the fizz.
Right.
But if you discontinue that, then you're getting the still one.
Okay.
Which is just raw cider with yeast.
Should we point out that you've got to be really careful just how much sugar you add, because obviously the alcohol content goes up, but equally it could kind of explode.
Yes. That's a really bad answer to the question, but yes, you're exactly right. Like I made the Cooper's Lager for my daughter's 15th birthday with no sugar. It just had the looks and the taste,
right?
But no beneficial effect for the head.
Okay.
But I still don't think that would be suitable for people who are allergic to sugar.
Get in there, he says, I'll be down. So you've got Charlie coming in to get, he'd love a still cider. So he's coming down for some still cider. See,
well, we've got plenty.
I have to put sugar in it, make it fizzy. Yes, that's what I would like. That's what I would do.
Well, yeah, that gives you the option. That's modern cider is fizzy. Old English cider is flat, and that in certain locations it's called scrumpy.
How do you know? Just say, for just going back to the non-alcoholic thing that you did for your kid's 15th yep. birthday. How do you know it's not alcoholic?
Because I tried it.
Yeah, but then there must be a reason why you know.
It would be. I don't think it'd be even 1%. It would only be picking the sugar up off the malt,
right?
And it's not excessively amounts of malt. It tasted very nice.
Because have you ever been in a situation where there are you've left some anything fruity, and you've left it in the bottom of the fridge for a little bit too long, and it starts fermenting?
Yes.
Would that be alcoholic without sugar?
Wow, this is more of a chemist question, but...
It is, isn't it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I like to try things.
Yeah, I'm a grocer. An ex-sailor grocer.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll do a little check and I'll come in and let you know. I just like to find out these things. I like to try things.
Apricot wine, I can do that. We got some apricots that were knocked over in the shop. The whole barrel went over, so they had to be disposed of. So I've been feeding them to the birds.
Right.
So I'll rescue some from the birds and try and make apricot wine.
Apricot wine.
It's like everything else. There's accidents happening in the shop all day, and you have to write things off if they've...
Oscar, we should go in and push over a couple of barrels. It's like a broken cornet. Got any broken cornets, mister? We want to go and make some wine.
Have you got any broken biscuits? Well, yeah. You have now.
Go on, you got another question?
Yeah, for 17-year-olds, like, with non-alcoholic beer, would you make it again, like, non-alcoholic beer?
I'd have to have permission from the parents. I risked it because I was around with my daughter's birthday, but if it had failed and they all were spread eagle on the lawn, then I would have been in real... trouble.
Look, I've got to be honest with you, Oscar. Why would you want to waste time? This is my answer. Yeah. Why would you want to waste time on
because
making non-alcoholic stuff? Yeah, but you're almost. By the time you've made it, mastered it, you'll be 18, old enough. Yeah. Why would you want to waste time? And if you're, Graham's age, which is 28 plus, you wouldn't want to make non-alcoholic beer now just for the hell of it, would you? Would you? Have a glass of water instead, if you want. But, you're not going to make non-alcoholic beer, waste all that time, and you go down the road and you get all these berries and so on and so forth, and you make... I don't understand, why would anyone want to do that?
This is the modern idea, that you go out picking from hedgerows.
That's great, that's a great idea, but turn it into alcohol. even Jesus did that, didn't he?
He didn't condone that, he encouraged that.
I wonder if he had any
good
recipes.
He didn't encourage smoking, though.
No. But the wine, I wonder if he turned it into... I wonder what type of wine it was. Do you reckon it was a red or a white?
I wasn't around, but I'll ask the wife.
I wasn't insinuating you were around, but now that's got you back into trouble, hasn't it?
Yeah, probably,
I'll ask the wife. She was there.
Yeah. Well, she gave guidance on the pyramids.
If you go in an easy way in the next couple of days, you don't see Graham there, you know what's happened.
Yeah, okay. Hospital food is not the best.
Hey, look, it's a pleasure to talk to you this lunchtime, and we've learnt so much. And you'll come back again, won't you?
Only if I'm invited. I've got a beautiful invite. I've never seen such a nice invite in all my life.
We like to send out the best.
This is wonderful. And in two colours.
So, honestly, truthfully, if you want any advice... You're the man to go and see.
I'd like to think so.
When it comes down to making your own beer and wine and so on.
I'd really like to think so, although there are far more knowledgeable people on the island than me.
Well, yeah, you say that, but they're all using pants to strain their beer and wine off, aren't they? And that's something you would never do, because you've got class.
Even an handkerchief is a bit risky.
Graham, thank you very much for being a great guest this lunchtime. Stand by. Thank you, Oscar, as well. Thank you. Stand by. You've got Joe, you've got Archie, you've got John, and you've got Laura too. They're hanging around in the green room. We'll be with you.
Radio FM 104.6.
Vectis Radio.